You will hear an interview with a young woman called Lynn, who makes online videos about environmental issues.
Lynn, you're what's called a vlogger. You put videos that you've made online for people to watch. In your case, about environmental issues. How did you learn to do that?
One of my old school friends was already a vlogger, but her videos were about travel, so she wasn't really at home enough to help. I'm still at university, and my department was running these sessions for helping people become vloggers, so I went along to those. There's so much stuff about it online, but I just found it confusing.
Why did you choose to focus on environmental issues?
It's just something that I've believed is important for ages and think too little is being done. So I wanted to help. It's not connected to what I'm studying at university, so it wasn't like I got advice from any of my classmates. There were already plenty of people uploading videos about these issues, which was really helpful.
How did you feel when your videos first became successful?
I was expecting to only have a few people watching regularly for years. I couldn't believe how wrong I was about this, even though I knew that many people felt strongly about the subject. Making videos for one person or 100,000 is the same process, so having such a big following didn't worry me as much as I thought.
How often should people upload videos if they want to become successful?
If you're putting videos online daily, then people will soon become bored. It'll also be hard for you to keep coming up with new ideas. If you're uploading them so rarely that people never get interested in the first place, say once a month, that's not going to work either. So aiming for weekly is probably frequent enough.
What's your latest video about?
I've just finished a series encouraging more people to use buses and trains rather than their cars, but I'll be moving on to how and why the world is becoming warmer in the next few videos. The most popular one so far gave people ideas on how to reuse things they usually throw away, like glass and plastic.
Apart from vlogging, is there anything else you'd like to try?
I still love what I do, especially finding out more about environmental topics for new videos, but it's only one way of telling the public about these things. Moving into TV would greatly increase the audience, which of course means more people would then be talking about these important issues.
Thanks, Lynn.
Now listen again.
Lynn, you're what's called a vlogger. You put videos that you've made online for people to watch. In your case, about environmental issues. How did you learn to do that?
One of my old school friends was already a vlogger, but her videos were about travel, so she wasn't really at home enough to help. I'm still at university, and my department was running these sessions for helping people become vloggers, so I went along to those. There's so much stuff about it online, but I just found it confusing.
Why did you choose to focus on environmental issues?
It's just something that I've believed is important for ages and think too little is being done. So I wanted to help. It's not connected to what I'm studying at university, so it wasn't like I got advice from any of my classmates. There were already plenty of people uploading videos about these issues, which was really helpful.
How did you feel when your videos first became successful?
I was expecting to only have a few people watching regularly for years. I couldn't believe how wrong I was about this, even though I knew that many people felt strongly about the subject. Making videos for one person or 100,000 is the same process, so having such a big following didn't worry me as much as I thought.
How often should people upload videos if they want to become successful?
If you're putting videos online daily, then people will soon become bored. It'll also be hard for you to keep coming up with new ideas. If you're uploading them so rarely that people never get interested in the first place, say once a month, that's not going to work either. so aiming for weekly is probably frequent enough.
What's your latest video about?
I've just finished a series encouraging more people to use buses and trains rather than their cars, but I'll be moving on to how and why the world is becoming warmer in the next few videos. The most popular one so far gave people ideas on how to reuse things they usually throw away, like glass and plastic.
Apart from vlogging, is there anything else you'd like to try?
I still love what I do, especially finding out more about environmental topics for new videos, but it's only one way of telling the public about these things. Moving into TV would greatly increase the audience, which of course means more people would then be talking about these important issues.
Thanks, Lynn.